across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
The coffee's ready, so pour yourself a cup and get set for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. It's an hour of news and information for ag producers right here in CJ Country. We'll get you an update of the forecast, catch you up on the latest news from Washington, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Ready and at Farm News, Max Armstrong with Farm Progress America, and much more. So let's get started as we pay a visit to the American countryside.
Some might think there's not too much to see around Faith, South Dakota, but when people began to do a little digging, it turned out they had some of the biggest things to see that were ever found on the planet. I'll share what they found on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In the area around Faith, South Dakota, there have been some very large discoveries.
First dinosaur, and the most famous, was found 12 miles north here. It's called T-Rex Sioux on the Moro River.
Fossil hunter Sue Hendrickson, working for the Black Hills Institute, made the find in 1990. Her first name was given to that T-Rex. The find was on tribal lands, but the U.S. government said the landowner who gave permission for the dig did not own the property, but rather it was held in trust by the Department of the Interior. The FBI, with help from the National Guard, raided the site, confiscated the bones, and a long legal battle ensued. The landowner eventually prevailed and sold the fossil for $8 million.
It's in the Chicago Field Museum, and it's one of the main attractions there. It was 85% complete, so it's very desirable, and it was the biggest one ever found up to that time.
Craig Ness showed me around the museum here inside the old depot in Faith. They have replicas of some of the notable T-Rex finds.
The small one here is Bucky. And it was found by Bucky Deerflinger. They just call it T-Rex Bucky. And it was found about 12, 13 miles north and west of here. And then there's T-Rex Victoria. It was found about 20 miles north of here.
Bucky is in the Children's Museum in Indianapolis. And Victoria is in a museum in Victoria, British Columbia. Fossils such as these can be worth thousands and even millions of dollars to museums who might bid on them.
Yeah. I don't know what Bucky got, but he bought a ranch. Let's put it that way.
The Faith Visitor Center and Museum tells the story of these finds and has replicas of some of them. Plus, it tells the story of this small town and its ranching history. Traveling the countryside in Faith, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There's plenty going on this morning in the barns around CJ Country. Tony St. James has gathered up his notes, and he's standing by with Agriculture Today, right after this.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distiller's grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
After being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and losing her job due to treatment, Liz received a housing voucher but was denied housing when she tried to use it.
It was shocking to me that people discriminated against you for the type of income you were utilizing to pay your rent.
Do you use non-wage income such as disability benefits or Section 8 vouchers to pay for housing? A new law in New York State makes it illegal to be denied housing based on your source of income. If you suspect discrimination, visit endincomebiasny.com.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins met in Mexico City this week to discuss reopening the border to Mexican feeder cattle, that amid continued screwworm concerns. Now, while both governments praised the cooperation on eradication efforts, no timeline set to resume imports. For decades, Mexico has been a critical supply partner for U.S. feed yards, historically shipping more than a million feeder cattle per year north, with flows typically strongest into Texas and New Mexico. This year, those shipments have been near zero since spring, leaving a hole in a market already dealing with the smallest cattle herd in decades. Now, the pause comes as cattle supplies remain historically tight, and domestic calf numbers struggled to meet feedlot capacity. Industry sources estimate roughly a quarter million head currently staged in northern Mexico, ready to move once USDA lifts restrictions. Those cattle represent weeks of potential placements for U.S. yards, could offer gradual relief to packer throughput and wholesale beef supplies. Now that Sheinbaum-Rollins meeting signals progress, but the focus remains on fully containing the screwworm before cross-border movement resumes. It's a process driven by surveillance benchmarks and sterile fly deployment rather than price pressure. But in the meantime, the delay intensifies financial stress in cattle country. Smaller and family-owned feedlots in Texas and New Mexico, already short on placements, face rising risk of empty pens, consolidation, or closures if imports remain stalled. Reopening question now sits at the intersection of food security, animal health strategy, and rural economic stability, restoring a once routine cattle flow that helped balance supply on both sides of the border. Well, farmer sentiment inched higher in October. It was driven by optimism in the livestock sector. And according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, the index rose 3 points from September to 129. It reflects stronger views of current conditions, even as future expectations stayed flat. Dr. Michael Langemeyer is director of Purdue Center for Commercial Ag, says beef sector profits keeping livestock producers upbeat, while crop farmers continue to face tighter margin and less favorable outlooks. Now, America's farmers are running out of cushion. Rising costs, weaker commodity prices, and inconsistent policy signals tightening margins across the countryside. That's according to Dr. John Newton, Vice President, Public Policy and Economic Analysis for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Now, despite producing the food, fiber, and fuel driving $6 trillion in economic activity and supporting 1 in 5 U.S. jobs, Newton says many family farms face mounting uncertainty, not from weather, but from economic and regulatory strain. He argues that rebuilding stability requires a promise worth keeping, clear, consistent policies, restoring certainty to farm operations nationwide. He says America's partnership among growers, buyers, and policymakers must be renewed, and keeping farmers in business is not optional, essential, rather, to America's strength. It's Agriculture Today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet. internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
A check of the forecast for CJ Country is about a half hour away. But first, let's join Max Armstrong in Farm Progress America when we return.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. A long-idled coal gasification plant in western Indiana is being given a new lease on life. It could soon help lower fertilizer costs for farmers across the Corn Belt. Wabash Valley Resources is converting a former power plant into a blue ammonia fertilizer facility, and I'll have the details when we come back. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. Family-owned and run since 1948, Strauss has built one of the most trusted names in workwear. Their work pants are designed like tools you can wear, made with materials up to 5 times stronger than standard cotton, with pocket systems that keep everything right where you need it, and comfort that holds up all day. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the field, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all of the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. The site near West Terre Haute, Indiana, was once home to the Wabash River Energy Power Plant, one of the nation's first integrated coal gasification facilities. It was shut down in 2016 after operating for 2 decades as a demonstration of advanced coal technology. Now, thanks to a $1.5 billion loan from the U.S. Department of Energy, the plant is set for a second act, this time producing fertilizer instead of electricity. The redevelopment will allow Wabash Valley Resources to produce about 500,000 metric tons of anhydrous ammonia each year, roughly 3% of total U.S. demand. The process will use coal and petroleum coke as feedstocks, gasifying them into hydrogen, then combining that hydrogen with nitrogen from the air to make ammonia. What makes this project stand out is its carbon capture system. Engineering work is being led by Samsung America and Honeywell, whose technology will trap and permanently store more than 1.6 million tons of carbon dioxide every year. If it's successful, it could become the nation's first carbon-negative ammonia plant. Construction is expected to begin in 2026, with full operation targeted for late 2028. The project is expected to cost about $2.4 billion and was initially approved under the Biden administration's climate goals. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says the goal now is to put, quote, America first, relying on American coal, American workers, and American innovation to power our farms and feed our families. Department of Energy officials argue that the project will strengthen domestic fertilizer supply chains and reduce reliance on imports from Canada, Trinidad, and the Middle East. The United States still imports about 40% of its nitrogen fertilizer, and during the global energy crunch of 2022, fertilizer prices more than doubled. Economists say every ton of domestic production helps stabilize prices and protect producers from future supply chain shocks. I'll have more when we return.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
Well, Wabash Valley Resources works to open its new coal gasification nitrogen facility in Indiana. Environmental groups are criticizing its use of coal. But for farmers, more nitrogen fertilizer capacity in the U.S. helps stabilize price and reduce shipping costs, which can be a big help in an era of tight farm margins. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
A hot cup of coffee in your radio is a great way to get another day started. Up next, it's news for producers and farmers from across the Northeast. It's the AgReadyNet Farm News with Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk. When we return, farmers, just one phone call can take care of all of your animal bedding needs. LVM Materials is in the business of producing sawdust year-round and will deliver directly to your farm. Call for a quote today, 322-8878, or visit lvmmaterials.com.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
The poultry sector is one of the strongest places for the global outlook. It's expected to remain strong for the remainder of this year and into next year, according to the Global Poultry Quarterly from Rabobank Research. Firm maintained its forecast for global poultry markets at 2.5% for this year, roughly in line with last year's market growth. Poultry remains a very affordable option for consumers, both here and abroad, especially at a time when beef is expensive and pork prices have increased. Lower feed prices currently flowing through the value chain in many markets that supported industry profitability, and poultry, who use much less feed per pound of gain, are making those adjustments. Poultry supply growth, especially in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America, is slow due to a tight parent stock supply. That situation isn't expected to significantly improve, at least in the first half of 2026. The fastest supply growth currently seen in Asia, with the Chinese chicken industry, one of the fastest growing poultry industries in the world, 7% growth in the first half of this year, benefiting from rising demand and increased restrictions on imports. Growth in the nation of Turkey, Philippines, and Vietnam are also fairly high. Some countries' growth has been too optimistic, and that's led to oversupply. Indonesia, where a parent stock culling program has helped rebalance markets, and China, where a government-organized sow reduction program might help rebalance the domestic meat market. Global trade continued to grow in the first half of 2025, despite a significant drop in Brazilian exports in May due to avian influenza-related restriction on Brazil's poultry exports. Global trade tensions, including reciprocal tariffs here in the U.S. and subsequent trade agreements, haven't yet led to increased U.S. exports, but it could change in the near future. Some of the other countries, including Thailand, Russia, Ukraine, China, and Turkey, have all increased exports this year, while Brazil, the European Union, and the U.S. have seen declines.
Quality feed! Margins!
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Agriculture producers' perceptions of current conditions continue to weaken. The Ag Economy Barometer reflects a dichotomy of concerns over record crop harvests and optimism about future policy. Farmer sentiment held steady in September. Purdue University's CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose a point to a reading of 126, but there was a shift in producers' perceptions of current conditions and their expectations for the future. The index of current conditions actually fell 7 points to 122. The index of future expectations climbed 5 points to 128. The survey, conducted following USDA's release of the crop production report, the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates in September. They reflected farmer concerns about current conditions, particularly over record high corn and soybean yields, which of course pressure crop prices. Optimism about the future was supported by farmers' belief that U.S. policy is headed in the right direction. Expectations of potential government support, like the 2019 Market Facilitation Program, which provides payments for farmers and compensation for lower commodity prices. September Farm Financial Perform Index was 3 points lower, to a reading of 88, which marked the third consecutive month that farmers have lowered their expectations for 2025 compared to 2024. This is consistent with more cautious outlook, with fewer producers saying it's a good time to make major investments in their operation, pushing Farm Capital Investment Index down 8 points to just 53.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We'll get an update from the USDA in just a few minutes, but not before we hear from Jeff Ishii and the On the Farm Report, right after these messages.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and bodywork, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
At this moment, more than 800 million people are hungry. Millions more live in poverty. And you wonder, what can I do? You can support Heifer International. Heifer provides animals that produce milk and eggs and income for education, housing, and healthcare. Recipients pass on the gift of their animal offspring to others, bringing dignity, self-reliance, and hope. Find out how you can make a difference today at heifer.org. That's HEIFER.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Thanksgiving Day is getting closer and closer.
The place, the cold wasteland of your deep freeze. Sound effects extra. You're doing a dig into the bottommost depths and you discover... A perfectly preserved specimen of Meligrinios gallopavo. Yes, a frozen turkey, apparently undisturbed for years. Has this ever happened to you?
Yes.
Yes, Meredith Carruthers, she's a food safety expert with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline. Indeed, she says they get a few calls this time of year from people who have unearthed ancient turkeys in their freezers, and they want to know, is this thing safe to eat?
Yes, it's definitely safe because foodborne illness bacteria don't grow in the freezer. The only thing that changes is the quality might diminish the longer that it's frozen for.
And the record length called into the hotline 5 years in the freezer. Did they use that thing?
Yes, they called us back and told us that it was delicious, which is incredible.
Indeed. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
On the Farm Radio, we'll be back after this message.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. That's onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Mamie Month, who says, "He who throws dirt always loses ground." Thank you, Mamie, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Gear up for the season with great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service, including Precision Technologies, select Riemann parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine New Holland lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that set you up for success this season. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhull today to save on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Site up is now underway for the second part of USDA's Emergency Livestock Relief Program through local Farm Service Agency offices.
Producers will have until October 31st to apply for assistance.
FSA Administrator Bill Beam says ELRP Phase 2 focuses on producers who suffered livestock losses due to qualifying floods and wildfires for calendar years 2023 and 2024. And
provides approximately $1 billion to help producers offset that increased supplemental feed costs that they had due to flooding and wildfires.
So what are some things producers should know regarding eligibility and documentation to apply for the latest round of ELRP? The administrator starts with this.
To help streamline program delivery, the FSA has determined eligible counties within for qualifying floods and qualifying wildfires for the years 2023 and 24. For losses, these counties' livestock producers are not required to submit additional documentation for the flood or wildfire.
A list of approved counties is found online at www.fsa.usda.gov/ELRP.
For losses in counties not listed on that list, livestock producers can apply for ELRP for those years stated before, but must provide some supporting documentation to demonstrate they had a qualifying flood or wildfire.
With examples of acceptable identification including
photographs documenting impacts to livestock, land, property, maybe insurance documentation, emergency declarations, press releases or news articles, or any other documentation that may be determined acceptable by your county committee.
Phase 2 of the Emergency Livestock Relief Program shares the same coverage of livestock under the Livestock Forage Disaster Program.
If you qualify for LFP with your species, you will qualify for ELRP.
Producers must submit documentation to support eligible livestock inventories at the beginning date of a qualifying disaster.
Livestock producers can receive assistance for one or both years of 2023 and 2024, and for multiple disasters events, if applicable.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy cows never take a day off. With some words of encouragement for dairy farmers around CJ Country, Bill Baker joins us next with Dairy Radio Now.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling in the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, I have the pleasure of being with Casey Kindler with National Milk Producers Federation. Casey, welcome, and tell us what you do at National Milk.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. At National Milk, I'm the Senior Director of Board, State, and Member Relations, so everything I do kind of dabbles in that membership space, making sure we're communicating out to our members what National Milk does and also providing that forum for those dairy producers to talk about, you know, what's happening boots on the ground and how National Milk can help them in the dairy policy space.
Now, you just finished up a week at World Dairy Expo, and I know you were on a panel out there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So World Dairy Expo is always a great event, and it felt like a full circle moment for me. I was out there. It was my last trip when I was with my last organization. So first trip with National Milk, so it was really great to meet familiar faces and meet new people as well. We did have some panel discussions out there. I introduced a panel that was hosted by National Milk Producers Federation's Young Cooperators Program. This panel was about progressive farmers, so innovation, strategy, the future of dairy farming. So we had four panelists on that panel, and they discussed what does the future of dairy farming look like for them. And what we really found is that it can look different for each dairy farmer. But I think one of the main takeaway messages that I got from the panel was, as long as they are always striving for continuous improvement, that they are thinking about the future of what their dairy, their family, their community, you know, as long as they have that kind of mindset, they are being a progressive farmer and thinking about, you know, what could they do differently? What could they do better? How could they better serve their family, their dairies, their community? It really puts things into perspective for me to come back to the office and have that be my fuel for working for them in the office space in Arlington, Virginia. Everything that is, you know, hits a dairy farmer, we try to make sure that they're in our priorities. And so working on their behalf on Capitol Hill, making sure that we're having those conversations with legislators, with Congress, making sure that our members' voices are being heard. And one of the other things, we hosted another panel at World Dairy Expo about dairy policy and, you know, dairy policy in the Trump era. We're about 250 days in, and one key message that came out of that panel, we had several members on that panel, as well as our president and CEO, Greg Dowd. And one of the take-home messages was, we have to have a united voice. We have to be unified and go to Capitol Hill, go to our congressmen, go to our legislators, and make sure that we're all speaking with the same voice. Because if they hear from dairy producers or cooperatives and they're hearing mixed messages, that's not going to help the dairy community. That's not going to help the dairy community at large.
Tell us about your annual meeting coming up.
Sure. So our annual meeting happens every year. This year it is in Arlington, Texas. It is our joint annual meeting. And so what this is we bring together dairy producers from all walks of life. And really, joint annual meeting is hosted by National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, National Milk Producers Federation, and the United Dairy Industry Association. And this year, Arlington, Texas, November 10th through the 12th. So registration is open. We'd love to see as many dairy farmers out there as possible. We are expecting about 750 to 800 attendees, so we're really excited. And this year's theme is Making Every Drop Count, Driving Results for Dairy. So really demonstrating the commitment of the National Dairy Farmer Promotion and Policy Organizations to implement strategies and programs that optimize short and long-term success for our dairy farmers and the broader dairy community. So excited for those conversations. We have a lot of panels planned. We have some breakout sessions, some keynote addresses. So excited to bring everyone together in Arlington, Texas, and really, again, give me the opportunity to meet our members and also get more of that appreciation and fuel that drives us every day.
You know, the more we can communicate with each other, particularly in your position and your members, it's just got to be really educational and informative to you, and really helps drive home why you're doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, hearing from our members, you know, they are why we are here. And so our members set our priorities, you know, set our strategic direction. And so hearing from them, you know, what really matters, what do we need to focus on at the National Milk Producers Federation at the federal level, it's very important, and it drives everything we do.
Casey, tell us where we can find more information about National Milk and or the annual meeting.
So to find more information about National Milk, you can visit our website at nmpf.org. We also have a podcast that's called Dairy Defined.
Casey Kindler with National Milk Producers Federation, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling countryside for Feedworks USA.
The CJ Country FM network brings you the CJ Agribusiness Report Monday through Saturday between 5 and 6 a.m. It's time to pause for these messages. Then we're back with a Farm to Fork report with Daryl Anderson. Burt's Lumber and Perry is your savings place. 6-foot by 8-foot economy stockade fence, just $29.99 a panel. And Burt stocks all the PT posts, hardware, and Benjamin Moore stain to complete the project. Right now is the time to load up on locally produced Dry Creek hardwood pellets, just $3.39 a ton. How about white vinyl siding for just $99 a square? Or other colors available at a slightly higher cost. Discover these deals and more when you stop by Burt's Lumber and Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
A descendant of some of the earliest farmers in America, today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. I grew up in the Midwest, and when a farm was recognized for being in the same family for a century, that was a big deal. Then I hear Teresa Long Pittman talk about her family's farm.
I'm 16th generation on the eastern shore of Virginia. Our family, we'd like to say, got off the boat here and has stayed and has been farming kind of the same land for multiple generations. And we're right proud of our farming and family history.
Pittman's family has been farming in Virginia and parts beyond since the mid-1600s. She's proud of her background.
When you say you're a farm kid, it tells people you had some responsibility early on in life and you are mature enough to handle it. I am very proud to be a farm kid.
To listen to Pittman, she and her kin epitomize the family part of family farming.
You know, we're constantly in touch with each other and constantly supporting each other and laughing and joking, and that communication is really helpful for a farmer's well-being.
And working for Virginia Extension is another source of pride for Pittman.
And the Extension Service usually can either point you in the right direction, find the person you need to talk to, grab the resources that would be beneficial to that person in that time of need, no matter what that time of need is, whether it's their mental health, or it's a financial issue, or they need help learning best practices of how to grow things.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
minutes.
The CJ Country Morning Show is headed your way in just a few minutes. But before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, we'll hear from Tony St. James and the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. After this, check of the weather.
Brought to you by Bucks Motorsports. Hunting season isn't far away, and they have the best ATV or side-by-side to make the hunt a whole lot easier for you. Stop by Bucks, check out the latest snowmobiles from Ski-Doo and Polaris, all sizes of trailers to haul whatever you have as well. Check it out at BucksMotorsports.com, CJ Country's premier power sports dealer. For today, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 8 and 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 31, and then Friday, showers mainly after 10 a.m. with a high near 54. Currently in Warsaw, it's 35 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. A member of the House Ag Committee weighing in on tariffs and trade. More after this.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Eric Sorensen is a representative from Illinois, member of the House Ag Committee.
Right, because another thing that we have to understand here, Tony, is when we talk about trade and tariffs, these are things that the United States has done to itself. Right? The rest of the world isn't dealing with the trade war. The trade war is what we are having to deal with by our own hand. And so when we look at what China has done, China was slighted in the first Trump presidency to the point where they went and made best friends with Brazil and with Argentina. And we're seeing the problem because our soybean farmers now don't have an export market. And I was critical in the previous administration as well that we need to open up more markets. We need to do that everywhere. I would like to see more market stability for our exports into India and into South Africa and the rest of South America and into Europe. And then also looking at why on earth would this administration feel it is right to bail out Argentina before we actually help solidify our own farmers. Look, in the end, our producers, they don't want a bailout. They want better policy. Our producers want somebody who's going to champion the Mississippi River to make sure that we're so resilient here, that we're understanding what we need to do for our inland ports, that we're extending our locks on the river system so that we can get our exports to market faster. We need to be able to innovate as opposed to this administration, which is just allowing this constriction of the entire ag market.
American Cattle News.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful careful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Wednesday. Corn futures ended higher. December up 3.75 at 4.35 and a quarter. March was up 4.75 at 4.49 and a half. May up 4.75 at 4.58 and a quarter. January soybeans up 12.75, 11.34 and a quarter. March was up 14 and a quarter at 11.42. Chicago December wheat was up 4.5 at 5.54 and 3/4. March up 5 1/4 at 5.68. In Minneapolis, the December spring wheat was off 1 at 5.56 1/4, and March down 1 at 5.74 1/4. In the December hard red winter wheat up 3.5 at 5.40. March was up 4.5 at 5.53 1/2. Cotton futures ended the day mixed, with December up 3 points at 65.23. March was down 2 points at 66.40. May unchanged at 67.57. Back in Chicago, December live cattle down 7.25 at 220.52 1/2. February off 7.25 at 218.12 1/2. April down 7.25 at 217.57 1/2. November feeders down 9.25 at 325.72 1/2. January down 9.25 to 319.97 1/2. March was off 9.25 at 315.67 1/2. December lean hogs up 67 1/2, ending at 86.60. February was up 5 at 80.97 1/2. April lost 25, ending at 84.87 1/2. November Class 3 milk was up 7 at 17.09. December up 14 at 17.02. Crude oil ended 96 cents lower at $59.60 a barrel on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials up 225 at 47.311. The NASDAQ up 151 to 23.499. The S&P up 24 to 67.96.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. That's 800-952-8424.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.